To convene the Senate Committee on Insurance and Insurance Banking and Financial Institutions. We don't have a quorum yet, so we will start as a subcommittee. And we do have our author here, Senator Medina. Can you please step forward and present item one, which is AJR 5.
This is Congress to prevail upon the Department of Defense to amend the Military Lending Act regulations to allow California pawnbrokers to continue to offer MLA loans without added requirements of collecting and transmitting Social Security numbers. I have with me today Bill DePlissa, who represents the California Pawnbrokers Association, to answer any questions you may have. This resolution has 78 bipartisan co-authors in both the Assembly and the Senate. I would ask not only for your support today, but ask you to consider adding on as co-authors.
Thank you so much. Appreciate that.
Mr. Chairman and Senators, Bill DePlissa representing the California Pawnbrokers Association. The Military Lending Act, one of the provisions was to have the Department of Defense protect active duty military and their dependents from predatory lenders. Now, any of you that served in the legislature as recently as 2014, when the California pawnbrokers come before you and ask for a modest revenue increase, we consistently make the point, and in fact, if I didn't, I apologize because I should have, that California pawnbrokers are unique among the nation's pawnbrokers in respect to the interest rates they charge. They're extremely low. Of the 50 states in the District of Columbia, they are either the 48th, 49th, 50th, or 51st, depending on which loan category you're talking about, in interest rate. In other words, the bottom. So in 2006, California Pawnbrokers Association was very pleased with the Military Lending Act because in order to protect from other states' pawnbrokers charging predatory interest, they capped the interest rate at 36%. Well, here in California, that would be a raise for us. Only our smallest loans, small dollar loans, actually generate 36% APR. And with that, the proposed regulations had had in it the provision of self-certification, which it's just a designation for what we take for granted every day. You go into Starbucks and I ask for a senior's discount, although I barely qualify. I am given such a discount because it is a discount that is offered to the people equally, and that makes it consistent with the UNRU Act in California, which, of course, only California has the UNRU Act, which was a landmark piece of legislation that essentially guaranteed that commercial enterprises offer the same considerations to the public at large and not segment that public as far as who would qualify for this or that. This unfortunately puts us in the Military Lending Act, when the final regulations came up, the requirement for a Social Security number to complete the loan really changed that dynamic. And what it essentially did was bifurcate the borrowing public into a group that had Social Security numbers and those who did not, because rather than have self-certification, the Department of Defense in their final regs indicated that you would have to collect the Social Security for safe harbor under the Military Lending Act. You would have to collect Social Security numbers for everyone that came into your store, submit them to the Department of Defense, whether or not they had asked for a Military Lending Act loan or not, and then they, the DOD, would respond to you whether or not they were in fact eligible under their list. Several problems crop up as a result of that. For the first thing, it takes about 10 minutes to do that under ideal circumstances. And I suppose if you were a small pawn shop doing a few transactions a day, it wouldn't be a big deal. But as many of you may recall from your history with the pawnbrokers, we have shops that do 4,800 loans a day, and people in and out and in and out. It would essentially bring our stores to a grinding halt if we had to collect Social Security numbers for everyone that asked. The other thing is the MLA is designed to protect not only the active duty military member, but dependents. Whereas an active duty military member does, in fact, have a Social Security number, the dependents may not. yet in fact they are entitled to the benefit of the MLA. Obviously, it's very common for an active duty military member to be deployed overseas, marry a foreign national, and have legal residency here, yet no requirement to have a Social Security number. That would be extremely burdensome because we would get a response that that person was therefore not eligible, and therefore the fact that they were eligible would put us in a position where we're refusing to accommodate them, and again, the violation of the UNRRA Act. California, unfortunately, is the state that where the greatest amount of political sensitivity, emotional reaction to the idea of Social Security numbers and the collecting of them is present here more than anywhere else. However, we also have the largest and strongest congressional delegation in the House of Representatives. I have already communicated over the last year with the leadership, almost all of them former members of either this House or the other House, who understand the problem, understand the dynamic, understand that we have to do it. This AJR essentially memorializes the legislature's will to accommodate a national program to particular circumstances that exist in California. So I would ask for your support. And again, to echo Assemblyman Medina's request, as many co-authors as we can possibly have, we have 78 now, both houses, both parties. The more we have, the greater connectivity we'll have with specifically well-placed congressional members is really my theory there. So thank you very much.
Thank Assemblymember Medina for bringing this forward. I would like to be a co-author, if you could note that, and look forward to the vote. And do you need a motion? Is it premature?
Yeah, we don't have a quorum yet. But if you want to indicate your support for this and maybe co-authorship, I think I'm already a co-author, so you don't have to get me.
Yes.
But if anybody wants to, please do so.
Absolutely.
So given that the...
Kathleen, add Senator Galgiani.
You have better eyes than I do.
Yeah.
I can't.
Senator Roth, I don't see you, so we'll go ahead and add you. Or did you want to be added? All right, and then so Galgiani. Add Senator Roth, Senator Galgiani, Senator Portantino.
Need one more person.
There we go.
While we're still waiting for that one quorum, are you making the same effort to try to get resolutions from other big states that might, or just California?
No, really, Senator, it specifically concerns California because of the UNRRA Act, of course.
Right.
Interest states, they're not going to offer MLA loans anyway, because for them, it's coming down from 85-90% APR coming down to 36. For us, it's 17-18-19 would be going up to 36. But and by the way, we are only allowed to charge our rates anyway under California law, so we're not going to move ours up to 36 to get there. So
Senator Richard. Okay.
Do we have rules across the way? We could grab a few people from there.
We're missing Morrell, Laura, Hueso, Hernandez, Glazer. Good. Brings us up to 82. Here we go.
Seeing that no more commentary, I can ascertain. I'll ask our secretary to the roll, not roll call, but take a established quorum. Sorry.
Mendoza.
Here.
Mendoza here. Berryhill. Gaines?
Here.
Gaines here. Galgiani?
Here.
Galgiani here. Glazer? Hernandez? Hueso? Lara? Mitchell? Mitchell here. Morrell? Newman?
Here.
Newman here. Portantino? Portantino here. Roth? Roth here.
Okay, we have a quorum. Now, as a chairman, we have a motion. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Motion
by Senator Roth.
Motion is due pass to the floor. AJR 5, Mendoza.
Aye.
Mendoza, aye. Berryhill. Gaines.
Aye.
Gaines, aye. Galgiani.
Aye.
Galgiani, aye. Glazer. Hernandez. Hueso. Lara. Mitchell.
Aye.
Mitchell, aye. Morrell. Newman.
Aye.
Newman, aye. Portantino.
Aye.
Portantino, aye. Roth.
Aye.
Roth, aye.
Hueso, aye.
Hueso, aye.
Okay, the item has 8 votes, and we'll leave it open for members that are going to add on. It should have enough to go to the floor. Thank you. Okay, we're going to open up the roll call for add-ons. Madam Secretary, please call the absent members.
AJR 5, motion is due pass to the floor. Berryhill, Glazer.
Aye.
Sorry. Glazer, aye. Hernandez, Lara, Mitchell, or I'm sorry, Morrell. That's it, 9.
Okay. The item has 9 votes, enough to carry out. And we're going to go ahead and close the roll. Thank you. We are adjourned.